Blog Talk Radio.
You are tuned in to 2 to 3 with Janet Lee on Blog Talk Radio. Today, live on air, I'm happy to announce that we have actor, voiceover artist, producer, and 5 times world powerlifting champion, Diesel Ramos.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody's day going?
Going great. How are you doing?
I'm good, Jenny. How are you?
I'm great. How's the weather out there where you're at?
It's cold. It's very
cold.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
freezing out
Jersey
here,
Shore,
too.
So, yeah, it's
oh,
like,
wow.
I live like 3 or 4 blocks away from the beach, so you feel the cold air coming in.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's really cold. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It decided to come. Winter decided to come in March instead of December, January,
yeah.
or February. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the weather's a little bit bipolar.
Yeah, it is. It has a mind of its own, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Now, I'm not trying to interrupt, but we already have a caller, so I'm going to put them live on air with us.
Okay.
You are tuning in to 2 to 3 with Janet Lee and guest Diesel Ramos. You are live on air. Hello?
Hey, Janet. This is Diesel Ramos, manager Felicita. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's
how are you?
That's my manager extraordinaire. That's my manager. Yes, that's her.
Wow.
How you guys doing?
How are you doing today?
Outstanding, actually. Just happy to be out from the cold.
Yeah, I know that's right. Wow.
Janet, don't pay too much attention to her because she's a little shy. But just like,
oh,
as soon as you crack that shell, she's good.
He's a trip.
Well, y'all gonna have me laughing the whole time.
Well, trust me, y'all, I'm gonna have you laughing. That's
yeah,
she's gonna want to dance to you. She's gonna be like, I can't with you today. I just can't. She's
yeah.
trying to avoid laughing too, because she's holding it in right now.
Oh Lord. Wow. Okay. Well, let's get started. So you started out with being a power lifter, correct?
Yeah, what happened was years ago, like in 1996, I was diagnosed with epilepsy. So and I couldn't work anymore. So what happened was my baby's mother at the time, she was like, instead of taking you home and not doing anything, why don't you start going to the gym? So I started
yeah.
to go to the gym, not knowing what I was doing. My mentor, which is a great man, the greatest man I've ever known, his name is Fritz Hastings. He saw me one day, he came up to me, he was like, son, you're a pretty big dude, but you have no clue what you're doing.
Diesel, hold on, I ain't
yeah.
mean to try to interrupt you, but y'all had me tripping a while ago, and I forgot we still had the caller on your manager. I was just going to continue the interview and let her be right there with it. I'm so sorry. Thank you for calling in. And
let me just give you, Janet, let me give you a heads up with my manager. I mean, well,
okay.
I want to tell you, I want to give her a huge shout out because number one,
okay.
if you ever get to meet her face to face, she's one of the most amazing people you ever come across. I've known her. I met her by On a Whim. That's the first movie we ever did together, which never was put out. But then years and years later, I met up with her again. And we were she was doing something, and she came. She's a financial coach as well. So she came over to do, to help one of her assignees to do the work. And I was the guinea pig, like to run it across me again. So I was sitting down while they were doing all this, and I said, Felicita, would you be interested in being my manager? And I said, as soon as I said that, I said, don't give me an answer right now. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it for a few, and then come back to me. And 3 days later, lo and behold, she said yes. And ever since I've had her in my corner, nothing
uh-huh.
but good stuff has happened for us ever since.
Oh,
nothing.
Wow.
Nothing.
Wow.
She is, I'm telling you, when I say – I don't talk people up too much. When I tell you she's an amazing person, Janet, she is totally an amazing person. And I'm blessed
she
to have her
like
in my corner.
She sounds like it. That's amazing. And you got a good one right there in your corner. It sounds like she's good luck charm and your guardian angel helping you move along the way.
Pretty much. So, you know,
well,
I'm truly
one thing
blessed.
I just want to say, I just called in to say he is a blessing. He's a hard worker. I'm proud of him, and I'm looking forward to doing many, you know, many things with him. I wish him the best, and, you know, just keep an eye out for him. So I hope you do well, and I'll talk to you later because I got to go.
All right, boss. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, y'all had me laughing so much, I forgot she was on the line.
Yeah, we do that sometimes. Like, I'll crack her.
Yeah, I would have
let
her just
sit in
the whole interview.
I gotta go. Yeah, she was like, I gotta go, Tanner. Like, I can't deal. I can't deal with you
yeah.
today. You know what I mean? So, she's a great person. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I wanted to shout out her husband, Alex, real quick, for letting her, for giving her the energy to go ahead and just be my manager. You know what I mean? He deserved that. He deserved that praise as well. So.
Most definitely. Now. I interrupted you, so let's get back to the powerlifting.
Okay. So when I was going to the gym and not knowing what I was doing, so I ran into my mentor, which was, like I said, one of the greatest men you'll ever meet. And I walked into the gym one day. He said, "Son, you're a pretty decent sized guy, but you have no clue what you're doing." And I said, "No." So he said, "I tell you what, I'm gonna write you out workouts to do. I'm going to train you, and I guarantee you within 3 years, you'll be a world champion." And, you know, somebody like me, I was 19 at the time, and I'm looking at him like, "Yeah, whatever you said." So I just needed some structure. So when he started training me, Janet, 3 years later, in 1999, I won my first world title in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
In just three years.
Wow. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So, and after that, it just kept going. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But after that, I just kept going. I competed up until 2008. After that, I retired. But in the process of from 1999 to 2008, I was the strongest bench presser in the United States of my weight class.
Wow.
So that means that no matter who came up against me in my weight class, I would destroy. Like, literally destroy.
Yeah, look a little bit intimidating.
I get that all the time. But, you know, so.
Now, before we continue, we have another caller calling in.
Okay.
Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Janet Lee and Diesel Ramos. They hung up. The call was dropped. Okay, we'll wait for them to call back and we'll get them back on here. Okay. Now. Just technical issues, I reckon. But you also through the powerlifting and stuff, you also 30 times national champion. Wow.
Well, I'm more than that. I'm like a 67 time national champion. But with all that in between, like before world championships, you always compete in nationals to qualify for the world. I qualified for a lot of world championships, but I only competed in six. So in order for you to advance to world championships, you have to win a national title. But I have to tell you this. The one time I competed, the one time I lost in the world championships, but I really didn't lose, the Russians came over. The Russians pretty much watched everything I was doing and watched the table to see how much weight I was going to go. So the same lifter went in we were lifting the same. So at the last, we lifted the same amount of weight. The reason why he beat me was because he was 10 pounds lighter than me. So he took the world championship from me and took it back to Russia. So I had to compete again against him, but he never competed against me again because he got hurt. He was afraid of me.
Oh, wow.
Because I was going to win my title back. And I did win it back, but I just didn't win it from him, you know?
Right. Oh, okay. Well, why was it that you stopped with the powerlifting?
Because you can only win, the training-wise, Janet, like the discipline and the training, and it's just, for doing it from 1996 all the way to 2008, I had two shoulder surgeries.
Yeah.
Wow. It was just, it took a toll on me. So I said, either one of things is going to happen. Either I'm going to stop, I'm going to keep doing it and get myself hurt worse. So what I decided was, I retired on my last world title, and I decided to move on to something else. You know what I mean? And that's where my mentor came in and said, you know what? You always wanted to be an actor. Why don't you give acting a shot? So that's how I transitioned from powerlifting to acting.
Oh, okay. Well, I noticed, like, most of your roles and stuff, you're like the muscle type and bouncers and just things like that. What type of role can you see yourself playing other than those types of roles?
Well, I could see myself playing, I could see myself playing a general, colonel. I could see myself playing a president, a congressman, or simple as a principal. You know what I mean?
Right.
I love playing the aggressive role, don't get me wrong. But I don't want them to stick me into a mesh where they don't think I could be dramatic at all. You know what I mean? So
right.
I'm getting other roles to the point where I'm testing my range.
Right.
And that's a blessing, because I could play a thug. I could play a mafia boss. I could play a lieutenant. I could play a detective. I could play pretty much those roles. But the type of voice that I have fits me well.
Right.
But I want them to know that I can also play a dramatic role in my voice as well.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I can see you playing a dramatic role. And I think that would be a good way, because a lot of people, I feel, look at you and they don't see that. And I feel if you go to that, because I feel like you could play it, because you could play anything you put your mind to and
exactly.
add to all your
exactly.
energy to. So yeah. I think that would throw people for a loop, and then that would be awesome. I really think the next script or screenplay that you come across and that is a dramatic, I think you should take it on.
No, I'm definitely am. I don't pass scripts. I don't pass scripts up. Like, I look at scripts, I read them, and if they're worth doing, I will go ahead and do it. But if they're not, you know, it's one of those things where you decide either or. There's only three roles I would never play, Janet. I have a list. There's three roles that I would never, ever play, ever.
Okay.
I would never play a rapist, never play a child molester, and I would never play a gay guy. I mean, gay in a movie. Like, if they want somebody to be a gay, I mean, if they want somebody to do that role, I have nothing against. I have best friends that are gay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they want somebody to play that role, find that person that is in that genre. To play, don't ask me to play. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely. I understand. I understand you on all three of those roles that you don't want to play. Yeah, most definitely not. Could you see yourself playing a superhero?
Yes, I want to so bad. That's a dream. That's a dream role. Like, every guy's dream is to either play the baddest bad guy or the superhero. A superhero.
Oh, wow.
I have a chance to. I'm actually cast to be a really, really sinister bad guy in a movie coming up. It's called Philly Street Deep Undercover.
Okay. Hold on, Diesel. I got two things. We got another caller calling in, and actually somebody just walked into the studio as well. So, but we'll get to the caller first.
Okay.
Hey, caller. You're talking with Janet Lee and Diesel Ramos.
Hey, Diesel. This is Mike Dominguez. I met you about 5 years ago with True Beth and Nikki May.
Hey, how are you?
And I'm good. And I just wanted to commend you. As a coach and an athlete myself, I wanted to commend you as an athlete and the dedication and love you have for people and your generosity to different people. And also commend you on the fact that there is nothing that you can't achieve being an athlete. So you can play any role you want. I have no doubt that you can accomplish that.
I truly appreciate it. I truly appreciate that compliment. I really, truly do.
Not a problem. I was a wrestler and I coached wrestling, so I know what's involved in what you do and the work that's involved. But I'm currently doing a golf tournament for Nikki to help raise money for her cause. And, you know, I appreciate everything you've done for them as well.
Oh, by the way, Mike, before you go, mention that for me. Like, was that the foundation for Nikki? So everybody get aware of that, and they can probably hit up and donate as well to help her call us.
Yeah, her foundation is on Facebook. It's Nikki May Hope for Care. She's in a trial for fourth stage metastatic breast cancer, and we're doing a golf tournament in Rehoboth Beach at the Kings Creek Country Club May 23rd. People can get on her site and get the information and help to the cause as well, and also sign up for her site and make donations that way. But I just wanted to thank you for everything you've done for them. So,
I love them. I love them to death. Like, I just giving you a heads up. Like, I love them, and I'm going to make an appearance in May as well, and donate some money as well as when I get there. I just wanted to let you know that as well. So.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yes. Can you for the listeners, can you repeat that information again about the foundation and stuff?
Yes, the foundation is it's on Facebook, and it's Nikki May, Hope for Care. It's Hope for Care, A Cause for Nikki May is the title.
Okay.
And all
excellent.
Her story and everything that involves her is on that site.
Great. Okay. And listeners, y'all be sure to go check that out and donate if you can, or share the post so it can get exposure so people can donate and help the cause.
Awesome. And if there's any golfers that want to come down to Rehoboth Beach and play and support the cause, that would be great as well.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, caller. Thank you for calling
man.
In.
Thank you. Tell Nikki when you see her, tell her I said hi. Give her a hug for me.
I will do that.
Tell her we said hey from 2 to 3 with Janet Lee as well.
I will do that, Janet. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, man.
You have a
thank
good day.
You.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Wow. That's an amazing cause. I hope she gets all the donations they can, and I hope people do go out there for the tournament and everything and help as much as possible.
Yeah, I hope so, too. They're really good people. I know them. They're really good people, so yeah.
Okay, hold on, Diesel. We have another caller calling in. Hey, caller, you're live on air with Janet Lee and Diesel Ramos. Hello?
I guess it's another drop call.
Well, we actually have another caller after that one. Let's see if we can get them live on air.
Okay.
Hey, caller, you are live on air with Janet Lee and Diesel Ramos.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hi, how are you? I just had a question for my man Diesel, please.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask, could Diesel beat The Undertaker in an arm wrestling contest?
Oh, wow.
I would put my money on me because I am strong, but The Undertaker, yes. I think I could take The Undertaker. Hulk Hogan right now, yes, I could think I could take him too. You know what I mean? I don't think they have anything.
That's what's up. I'm out of here.
Thank you for calling, dog.
Oh, well, hey. Dropped the call or hung up. Wow. Okay. Wow. Popular. Very popular. Got a lot of support from a lot of people today. Awesome. Oh, also,
awesome.
Wait a minute. I got a surprise for you. Somebody just walked into the studio over here at 2 to 3 with Janet Lee.
Hey, okay. Hey, Diesel. Hey, I can't look, man. You got so many callers. I can't even get in here to say what's up, bro. It's Keith Harris, man.
Yo, dog, what's up, Keith? Yo, my dog.
Hey,
that's my dog there, yo.
Hey, what's going on with you, player? Look, I came in early preparing for the show later. It was like a party. The phones was ringing and everything going off. I said, what's going on? They said Diesel on the phone.
Yeah, it's all good. How you been, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I ain't going to hold up time, man. I just wanted to jump through to say, you know, congratulations, man. Keep doing your thing. Congratulations to Janet Lee for having you on the show today. You know what I'm saying? And keep blowing it up. And that caller that just called in from the 330 area code, If you're out there listening, I like that. I like that arm wrestling match. I'm putting my money on you too, Diesel.
Thanks, Keith, man. I appreciate that, dog.
All right, listen.
I do think I could take him regardless. You know what I mean?
All right. Look, I'm going to get out the way, though. Call is calling in. Keep calling, y'all. All right, Diesel, take it easy, B.
All right, we got another
too, big
caller.
Dog.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hi. Hey, Diesel. I need to know what you're working on. Just Danielle.
I have a lot. You know, you already know I have a lot working on. I have Philly Street Deep Undercover. I have Vector 3 Redemption. I have a trilogy that I'm signed on to do for J.R. Trokin, which is going to take 3 years to film.
Okay.
I'm one of the lead voiceovers. Like I said, I have a movie review web series coming out on YouTube, and I also have a cooking one as well.
Wow.
Called Movie and a Talk. So I'm very busy, very, very busy man right now. So.
Very impressive.
It's a blessing. Thank
you. I can't wait to see all the stuff.
Thank you, Dean. I appreciate it.
And I'm glad you can beat the Undertaker.
Yeah, let the Undertaker hear that, because he's going to be like, he's going to be like, what's this Diesel Ramos that I got to go up against? You know what I mean? And then when he sees me, he's on. You know? So, yeah. It'll be fun.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see all your stuff. And I hope you have a great day. So,
you too,
D. See you soon. All right, D.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you for calling in. Bye. We have another caller, actually. I'm going to put them live on air now. Hey, caller, you are live on air with Janet Lee and Diesel Ramos. Hello?
Another drop call.
Yeah.
But as soon as that one happens, then somebody else falls behind you.
You might have a stalker.
Don't jinx me, Janet. Don't jinx me. Don't jinx me. You know?
Yeah. So, but speaking of stalkers, so you've not had no issues throughout your career with stalkers?
I had a couple, but you know what I mean. I had a couple, but it wasn't. It didn't get to the point where it got really nasty. It just got to the point where, you know what I mean, I just had to cut ties, you know what I'm saying? So other than that, it hasn't been anything out of the ordinary at all.
Oh, okay.
Nothing that I can't handle.
So far, so good.
Yeah. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah, let's keep it that way. Stalkers are crazy.
Yeah, but I'm pretty big. I think I can handle myself, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't want to be in that predicament. Yeah, I'm trying to stay away from that.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, I've seen that you're filming The Sons of God.
Right.
Can you tell, like, for those that are listening that don't know what the plot and everything Sons of God is?
Sons of God is basically kind of superhero-ish, supernatural superhero. My role in it is the main werewolf, which is Alpha. When I came on set, I had to destroy a car with my bare hands. My bare hands in a chain that weighed at least 20 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
If you see the scene, I think they have a clip of it on YouTube. The scene where I ran into the door, mm-hmm. My shoulder hit the window and exploded.
Oh wow.
Like I literally, then I had to rip the car door off the hinges and destroy the other side of the window. So when we were doing all this, Janet, it was funny because everybody was coming out their houses looking at it. They were soaring. They never seen anything like that. They never seen somebody destroy a car the way I did with my bare hands. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
So it was crazy because everybody was coming around me, wanted my autograph, wanted to shake my hand. They said they never seen anything like it.
Wow.
So if it wasn't for Leonardo, shout out to that director, for putting me in that scene, that would have never gave me more exposure. Because when everybody saw that, they started taking me a little bit serious. Like if he's willing to put his body and destroy a car with his body, there's somebody we have to take serious.
Yeah, most definitely. That's for sure. They either take serious or get the hell out the damn way.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Wow. And when you done that scene, did you have to do that scene several times, or was that just the first take and it went down like that?
Okay, what happened was the first take, he said run into the car. And I told him the way the momentum of my body, I stopped myself from hitting the window. I told him, I said, Leo, if I do it again, I'm going to shatter that window. And he was like, you know what, go for it. So the next take, I ran into the car. The window exploded. The funny part is, Janet, my co-star was standing in front of the window. He waited 2 seconds before I got to that window to move out the way. If he didn't move in time, I would have ran him into the door and blew the window out at the same time. He moved just at the nick of time. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. It wouldn't have took me 2 seconds. I would have already been out the damn way. Yeah, I seen you coming. I'm like, phew, I'm gone.
Yeah, it was kind of, you had to be there to see it because it was surreal. Because Leonardo, the director, was scared for he was scared for Jason. Because Jason, Teddy was like, Jay, you got to move. And he moved just in the nick of time. Just in the nick of time.
Wow.
Because when I hit the window, it exploded. You heard like a big boom.
Wow.
That's when everybody started looking out the window like, what the heck just happened?
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
Yeah.
And
y'all
it was
sound like
just
y'all
me.
Be.
My
yeah,
body,
y'all
but
feel like
I can
y'all
tell you this.
Fun on
I can tell you this. My body was sore for a week. But I did use every ounce of my power in my body to destroy that car.
Yeah, imagine. Now, did you get cut by the glass that exploded?
Yeah, I got cut. But it was just a couple scrapes. No big deal. Not
whatsoever.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. I would try to run into the car. I'd bounce back off of it.
And then in the better part, you know what the better part was? You know, that Leonardo had a better understanding and a better feel about what I did. They had when I left to go home, yeah, other people come out to try to pick the car up. And they had a weapon and the person that was trying to beat the car up couldn't do it. So then when he realized the magnitude of what I'd done, he said he's never seen anything like it. Never, ever seen anything like it.
Wow.
Shout out to my boy Leonardo. Shout out to my boy Leonardo Sanderson. That's my boy.
Yeah. So. Most definitely. Have y'all, is it like a movie or TV series that the Sons of God is?
It's a TV series. He's breaking it down into a series.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's breaking it down to a series. But right now, I got my first starring role, Janet.
Oh,
I'm going to play a gangster.
Congratulations.
And a gangster in a whodunit. It's called Guru.
Oh, wow.
It's a whodunit. The synopsis is, I can't give too much away. It's a gangster who's done it, pretty much. And I'm one of the leads. It's my first starring role, which I'm very excited for.
And what's the name of it again?
Guru. G-A-R-O-O-T-E.
Okay. Wow. That sounds like that's going to be one hell of a damn movie.
Yeah, it is.
And
you have no idea. I'm so excited, Janet. To actually have somebody entrust me in my first starring role, which is an amazing thing.
Well, I can't understand why it took so long for people to see the potential and everything for you to have a starring role.
Because it takes. That's the way Hollywood is. That's just the way Hollywood is. You have to get. It's not about. It's like who you know, but it's about getting yourself in position to be that person, so that people that get to know who you are.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Well, congratulations on your first starring role. I'm sure you're going to kick ass with it and take it to the next level with it. That's amazing. Do you know, have y'all started the pre-production filming or anything? Are y'all in the process with that?
We're in the process. We're in the process. We have table reads, and we're going to have a rehearsal together, the whole cast. So, the whole cast, as a matter of fact, the whole cast is going to be on Keith Harris' show, the whole cast.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, damn. I'm going to have to do like he did me and run up in the studio and say, hey.
You can do that. You know, you can do that. Definitely.
Okay. Now, when the caller, Danielle, called in, you had mentioned something about cooking.
It's going to go down. This is how it is. You heard my manager on the phone.
Yeah.
And me and her have this connection to the point where we can have an intelligent conversation for like hours and not even know it. You know how you have a conversation with someone and not realize how much time goes by? We and her have conversations like that. So we figured, but she's a cook. She's a caterer.
Right.
So she comes up with these amazing meals. So we thought, why not bring up topics of the day or past, topics of the past, and have a conversation about them while she's cooking mm-hmm. these meals and explaining it.
Oh, wow.
So it's called, it's called Dinner and a Talk.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Yeah.
Huh. That's gonna be amazing. Now, are you going to be cooking? Are you going to be cooking also?
I know I'm going to be the one that's talking, but I can also cook. Don't get it wrong. I can also cook. Probably I'll surprise everybody once in a while, once in a blue moon, and I'll be the one cooking and she'll be the one talking. You know?
Are you worried about your figure? That's why you're not going to be cooking?
No. I'm 275 pounds, so I'm good. You know?
Yeah, wow. Like, what type of cooking is it going to be? Like, the fancy restaurant cooking, home style cooking, like Southern?
We broke it down like this. It's going to be meals that you could cook if you're in a rush, meals that you could cook on holidays or special occasions, and meals that come from the Hispanic heritage. Like, how people view food. How it was when it was struggling when way back in the day, like 30 or 40 years ago, how
mm-hmm.
meals were prepared then, because it was like for a poor man's meal, but we're going to make it, mm-hmm. add a twist to it, and it's going to be modernized. So that's how.
It's
going to be an entree, a mm-hmm. dessert, and a main course. That's how it was going to go.
Oh, awesome. Now, with the filming of it and stuff, are y'all going to have, like, guests on to help cook, or she want to bring people on to teach, or y'all going to have an audience while doing it?
We're going to have an audience. We're going to have an audience of like 5 or 6 people. So that way they can go ahead afterwards. After she's finished cooking, they can actually cook the food and give their opinions on air on how it tastes and how, you know what I mean, how it was prepared and all that other stuff. It's going to be really, really good. I love having intellectuals. You know how you never find, it's hard to find somebody that talks intellectually on a regular basis?
Right.
That's one of those persons that I met. She can speak intellectually all day long and not even know what time it is. So that's the reason why we thought about this. So to bring like topics of what's going on today, the politics,
mm-hmm.
Like relationships, whatever the case may be,
uh-huh.
We're gonna incorporate that while she's cooking, and she's gonna be explaining
mm-hmm.
the meals at the same time, which is gonna be pretty much an amazing thing. Because I don't think there's anything like that right now, and we're gonna just go ahead and tackle that head on.
Yeah, I don't think there is anything like that. Even if there was, I think y'all would be killing it anyway.
That's pretty much our goal.
Yeah. Now, is she gonna like have a cookbook or anything come out while doing the show?
No, she does the really good part about this is she's a really good cook. She doesn't, and she goes from the top of her head. Like, she just does that. And when you see it come together, you're going to be like, wow. You know?
Wow,
she comes off the top of her head. She's a really, really good cook.
Yeah, amazing. And you're talking about when I see it, I'm going to have to go out there and try the damn food.
Yeah, I'm gonna be teasing everybody. You know how you take a plate and put it to the camera, like, "Wish you would here."
Oh no!
You know what I mean? That's what I'm gonna be doing.
So you can't be doing that.
Don't you wish you had television? You know. So.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Now the voiceover. I think I heard. Correct me if I'm wrong. You're doing voiceover for an animated film.
That's an animated trilogy. I'm about to sign a contract really soon. And it's an animated trilogy. And they're using my voice as one of the main voice casts. And it's going to take 3 years to film. So that's worked for 3 years. Yes. And I'm excited.
Oh, wow.
For that. Very excited.
Yeah, that sounds like that's going to be fun. And hold that thought. We have another caller. You are live on air with Janet Lee and Diesel Ramos.
Hi, Big D.
Hey.
Hey, it's Beth May. How are you?
Hey, Beth.
Hey.
How are you?
Well, God bless you. You know, I just have to say I am so proud. You know, I'm watching you. I've been watching your accomplishments for so long. You're truly an inspiration. You are an amazing man. So.
Well, I truly appreciate it. That means a lot coming from you, Beth. It really truly
Thank
does.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I love the show. I'm listening. And unfortunately, I'm out of state, so I dropped the call several times. A little challenge. But you are truly an inspiration, physically, emotionally, spiritually. You're just, I wish you continued success. And, you know, God bless you. You know, I just had to.
Well, thank you, Beth. Thank you
thank
so
you
much. I
listening.
Love you very much. Love you.
Thank you for listening, Colin.
Thank you. You're welcome. I'm going to continue on listening now. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Wow. I also want to say to all the other listeners that didn't get a chance to speak because I wanted you to have the floor, Diesel, and them to have the floor. But thank you all for listening and calling in. Y'all are amazing people. Y'all are awesome. Much appreciated. Sure. Now, do you, what is, I also think I heard you tell Danielle about Philly Streets Undercover. What is that about?
Okay, well, that's pretty much about it's I can't give too much out. I really can't. Shout out to my boy Lamar. I know he's listening. But it's my first role playing a really, really bad guy. Really bad dude.
Okay.
It fits my persona because I can play a really, really bad guy, but I'm not a bad guy.
Okay.
It's one of those guys that you're going to look at in the movie and you're like, I cannot stand him. Somebody kill him. Somebody please take him out. That's what I'm giving.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to give the audience.
Oh, come on now. See, that's some BS right there. You got to give more than that. How about this? We'll make a deal. When you can actually talk more about these other projects that you're getting ready to do and everything, you're going to have to come back on the show and you're going to have to just let it all out.
I will. When I'm able to go ahead and let it all out,
yes.
I will.
Most definitely.
So
I'm going to hold you to that.
I can only tease you right now. I'm sorry, Dan.
See, I'm going to hold you to that. You're going to have to come back on when you talk about it. Because if not, I'm going to go hunt you down and find out my damn self.
I tell you what. When I'm able to speak about it, you'll be the first radio show I will talk to you about. I promise you.
Awesome. Woohoo! Yay! And hold that thought, we have another caller. You are live on air with Diesel Ramos and Janet Lee.
How you doing? This is Rob Blaze.
Rob,
I just want to say what's going on, Big Dog. I want to tell y'all, for those listening, I've worked with Diesel before, and I don't even think he knows he's good. He knows he's talented. But I don't think he really knows how talented he is. I don't even think he knows where his full potential is yet. And he's a testament to other actors in his field because with the extensive background work that he's doing, as talented as he is, it just shows that he puts love for the craft above the lights and glitter and fame and notoriety. So I'm just saying, expect big things from the big man because, really, his potential is through the roof. And I'm looking forward to working with you again, brother.
Well, Janet, before Robert goes, I have to say this. He's talking, and Robert is one of the most amazing writers. He can sit down in 2 seconds and come up with a concept for a script, and he's one of those dudes that puts it together instantaneously. He's a great person. Me and him had our first fight scene together, my first fight scene in the movie. We came out, we worked 6.5 hours on it. Mm-hmm. But when you see the end result, it was a really, really good fight scene. And
wow.
To work with him, to hear that coming
mm-hmm.
from him, is
mm-hmm.
a huge compliment. Because
oh.
I think of him above myself, Robert.
Oh,
and to get that from him, it's a true blessing. And he knows I love him to death. So
yeah,
that's all I got to say about mm-hmm. Rob. So.
Oh, amazing. Most definitely. Yeah, and thank you for calling in, caller. I appreciate it.
Right.
And
thank you.
Sure
y'all be blessed.
Appreciate it. You too.
You too, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Bless you, dog.
Peace.
Wow, you're getting mad love, Diesel. Nothing but straight callers calling in. I like that. That's amazing. And that just shows you the type of person you are and the type of impact you have on a lot of people.
Well, that's just a blessing that to be able to be in a position is a gift from God,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah,
so I cherish it. I'm very humble. I'm not a dude with a big
yeah.
head. I'm not like
yeah.
that. You know, I love everybody,
yeah.
and if I can help you, I'm going to help
mm-hmm.
you. That's it.
That's,
you know,
there you go.
That's just where I am.
Be.
I've always been that way.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great way to be and a great way to look at things and the type of person to be. And that says a lot about you, your set as a person. So yeah.
Sure.
Now, with
Janet, but before Janet, you know, to be in
yeah.
this business, to be in the position that we, if everybody will come together and help
mm-hmm.
each other, the industry will be that much more greater. But when you get
yeah.
actors that look at themselves as above you and think they're better
right.
than you, no matter how many, you're just the same person. We breathe the same air. We bleed the same blood. At the end
exactly.
of the day, we all go to sleep, wake up. All you
yep.
do is have a little bit more money and notoriety. But why
mm-hmm.
won't you take that notoriety and help others that are struggling to get into
yeah.
the business that are good actors and actresses, but they rather
yeah.
not. They rather stay themselves. And I promise
yeah.
myself this, that if I make it really big, Janet, I will help anybody as much as I possibly can. Because you know why? Because if I don't do that, nobody else is.
Yeah, that most definitely. I like that, like what you just said. That yeah, a lot of people, like you said, are like that. And I feel the way I feel. I just people like that. I just they could stay away from me. That just care about themselves and them else, because I ain't got time for it. I'm the type of person, I'll give you the shirt off my back if you need it.
Right. And there's
now,
not many people like us left in the world. There are people
mm-hmm.
like us, but not many. You know, we got to
yeah.
remember this. Hollywood won't be Hollywood without actors.
Exactly.
So imagine if all the actors came together and were like, we run this, not you,
mm-hmm.
but we.
Exactly.
It would be a different scenario, wouldn't it?
Yeah, most definitely. Now, with if I'm correct, if I'm not correct, let me know. But your very first magazine article was City to Country. How did that feel?
I was blown away. I teared up to see my name on the front cover. I was surreal to me. I'm looking at it like my name was on the front cover of a magazine
yeah.
that everybody's gonna watch, everybody's gonna see and look into. So I was just blown away by that. I was just totally. I was like speechless. And see that,
yeah.
be able to show my baby girl, my daughter, the love of my life,
mm-hmm.
show her that was just,
yeah.
It's like a loss for words. My manager's always
mm-hmm.
trying to get me, he's like trying to get me a loss for words, but she can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that right there, that magazine had me for a loss for words.
Yeah, not that. Yeah, I can just imagine what you were going through and what you were feeling with that. That's a definite high accomplishment and something to be proud about. And all your movies and your parts in movies and things like that is an accomplishment, and you should be proud with all of it and where your career is headed and where it's going. You're going for great things, and you stay busy. And with everything that goes on and with all the projects and things you have going on, what is your inspiration, motivation going?
My daughter, the love of my life.
Yeah,
I want to make sure I want to get her in a position where she doesn't have to struggle when she's in college or whatever in life.
Yeah.
I'm doing the struggling. I'm struggling for her so she doesn't have to struggle later.
Right, there you go. Most definitely. That's the best motivation and inspiration you can have to keep going.
Yeah, my baby girl, my only child, my baby girl. Love her to death.
Wow. Yeah. Do you ever bring your daughter to set with you?
No, she'd rather not. She'd rather leave that to daddy. She doesn't want to be a part of it. Like, and I agree with her. She's going to college right now, Janet, to be a child psychologist.
Oh, awesome.
So,
wow.
Yeah, she's a very intelligent girl. I'm so proud of her. So daddy's the actor. She's the one that's going to be a child psychologist, so she stays away from that. She's very proud of my accomplishments, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She just says, that's my daddy's kid.
So, yeah. Well, amazing. Congratulations to her for going to college and the psychology degree and everything. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's my baby.
Very amazing.
So, like I said, the love of my life, you know.
Yes, so. I know how you feel. I got kids myself, so yeah. That's always the best motivation and the best thing to keep you going every day.
It does. It really truly does. And it's a blessing. Not many people don't have kids, and we have. And some people take their kids for granted. You know what I mean? But I know as a mom cherish our kids.
Yeah.
Because our kids are our legacy.
Yeah.
You know? So whatever we become goes in extension to them.
Now, and I don't want to speak too much about your daughter, and you know, with you being in the roles that you play and the image that you have, at least you ain't got to worry about guys.
No, I don't. I don't have to worry. I don't. Not at all.
Yeah.
Not one little itty bitty tiny bit. Not at all.
That's for damn sure. They think twice then. They're like, oh, hell no.
Oh, yeah, They do.
Yeah. Wow.
Especially, you know how dads are with their daughters. You know how that is.
Yeah. Most definitely. It's about like moms are with their sons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you already know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. I got 3 daughters and 1 son. So, yeah, I know. Yeah. So
I just want to say this. I just want to say this. I'll put this out real quick. All the actors and actresses out there struggling.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend named Steph Marie. I want her to continue going on the path she was going. I have a guy right now. He's filming in Queens right now. Michael McFadden. That's my boy. He's doing his thing. Jason Boyle,
wow.
And a lot of other actors and actresses.
Mm-hmm.
Not to give up on a dream. This is hard, right? But the hard part is the beginning. But as long as you stay on the same path, you'll see that light at the end of the tunnel, and it'll get closer and closer and closer to where you want to be. Don't give up. Have faith and keep it pushing no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were meant to do this, you wasn't meant to do this, you wouldn't be doing it. You're doing it for a reason. So keep going. Don't give up no matter what.
Yeah, that's best advice right there. Just keep going. Don't give up. That's great advice. And that can go to any and everybody, whether they're actors or actresses.
Or life,
period.
Right. You're right. In life in general.
Yep.
You have to make – there's always going to be a time when you fall. But as much as you fall to the ground, there's only one way to go. That's up.
Yep. Get back up and keep going.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah. Now, with all the scenes and things that you filmed and everything, has there ever been a time where you messed up or you fell or just something went wrong and it was just like one of those blooper moments?
Well, I had a couple blooper moments in Sector 3. When I'm actually walking, I'm supposed to say a line, and I'm looking at my co-star next to me, and I just bust out laughing because I forgot the line. Well, I fire a weapon, and I wasn't supposed to fire the weapon. And everybody's looking at me like, why are you shooting that weapon right now? It's one of those. So, yeah, I have quite a few bloopers. Quite a few, but not too many. But yeah, every actor has a blooper reel. I don't care how many years you've been in the business. Everybody has one.
I remember movies used to have that at the end for like extras. They have the blooper reels, and I don't see that no more. And that was like one of the best parts when I go look at movies and things like that, that I like seeing the bloopers of it, because it shows that everybody's just human and it's going to happen.
Right. You know why they took it away? You know why they took those away, though, right,
wow.
Janet? Because they don't want to see
No, I don't.
They took that away.
Wow.
The actors put themselves in that position. They don't want to show that, which is sad because you made mistakes. You couldn't tell me that you made a whole movie without making no mistakes. That's, I'm not going to
believe. Exactly. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. I can't believe that because everybody makes mistakes even through life. So, I mean, you know you can't make a movie without making any mistake at all.
Exactly. That's why they have over. That's why they say cut, take two, take 100, take 2,000, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Now, say that if you had a movie that's about you, who could you see playing your character? Playing you?
Vin Diesel. Because we look alike a little. If you look at Vin Diesel and me standing together side by side, we look a little alike.
Right.
So I can see Vin playing me.
Now, the impressions, do you do any voiceover impressions or anything?
Yes, I could do one. I have one for you. And that's my favorite one.
Okay.
You remember I'm going to say one, and I'm going to let you try to guess what scene and what movie it's from. Okay? You're going to know the movie, but I just want to see if... Give me a second to change my voice and all that, all right?
Okay.
Okay, give me a few. Don't laugh. Nobody laugh out there, but anyway. Okay, give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
You sure as hell ain't the IT guy, so you better start talking before I put this through your 6 different ways and stick around where the sun don't shine. Yeah, that's right. I'm also the last man on Earth with a computer you should be hacking into. You just earned yourself a dance with the devil boy, and you're under arrest.
Wow. That's The Rock, right? In the Fast and Furious?
Yeah, see, you guys, you knew exactly when I said it who it was.
Yeah, I love that part in the movie. That's the first fight scene, ain't it?
Yeah, that's the very first one. That's my favorite modeling. That's my favorite.
Wow. That was excellent. I don't know why you were so worried about that. You done great with that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. The Rock should do your impression now.
Yeah, right? Can you see him doing my impression?
Yeah. Wow. Well, we're got down to the wire right here. So before we start to close and everything, can you let everybody know your social media handles and where they can follow your projects and everything that you're working on?
Sure. I have 5 different projects coming up. Like I said, Vector 3 Redemption. J.R. Tolkien trilogy. I have Streets of Philly Deep Undercover. The movie review on YouTube and the cooking show on YouTube. And a few other projects I can't mention as of right now. And my Instagram is Luke_Cage_. My Facebook is Diesel Ramos. I have 2 pages, a fan page and my personal page.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not on Twitter. I'm on those two.
Now, with the cooking, with any projects like that you have going on and you're working on, feel free to share it on my page.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
As well. Yeah, no problem. And I'm looking forward to the cooking show and the reviews and stuff.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. Be sure
to
share that as it comes along as well.
I will. Am I allowed to give any shout-outs before we hang up?
Yes, I was getting ready. See, you're getting ahead of me. See, look at this. I was getting ready to say that. Yeah, most definitely give you shout-out.
Okay, well, Jason Masonette, my boy. Like I said, Jason Boyle, Leonardo Sanderson, my manager extraordinaire. I love her to death. My baby girl, my daughter, Brianna Ramos. Her mother, Kimberly Richards. My mentor, Fritz Hastings. I hope he's listening. And to every single person that I forgot names-wise, because I get a little nervous at times, I want to say thank you all for the support. I love you all. Oh, in a video game. Hold on, one more thing. Gods of Olympus, my alliance mate. You know what I mean? I told them I promised them that I would say. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mentioned the game on the radio. But everybody else, all the love and support, I love you guys all. Trust me, there's a freight train coming, and his name is Diesel. You're going to know who I am really, really soon. All right?
That's for sure.
Again, hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, and I say I got mad love for y'all, mad respect. Michael McFadden, you keep doing your thing out there, big dog. All right? So, yeah. And Janet, thank you so much for taking this hour.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And giving it to
thank
me.
You.
Speak to these people, and I love you too. And I'll definitely come back on the show if you ever want me to. Not a problem.
Oh, most definitely.
You know,
that's for
and
sure.
You're such a blessing. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You're a blessing. I love you too. And thank you, everybody. That was Diesel Ramos, actor, voiceover artist, producer, 5 times world powerlifting champion. We will most definitely be having him back on the show. You, God bless and take care, Diesel.
God bless you too, Johnny.
Bye-bye. An amazing, humble individual, looks like a force to be reckoned with. He's gotten a lot of amazing things going on. If you don't know who he is, be sure to check him out on IMDb, on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Look out for him. He's coming. Like he said, it's a freight train. He's coming. Watch out for him, Diesel Ramos. Look forward to speaking with you again. Thank you to all the callers showing mad support and love for Diesel and listening in to my show. Appreciate it. Much love. Love you all. And we'll be back at it again. Y'all have a blessed day.